Wait a minute, Zadie. The
crown that Rachamim was carrying was a fake? How did that happen?
Oh, I get it. So that's what the Jews of Debrecev were secretly doing the entire night before. Right, Mr. Friedman?
That's right, Yehuda. Zelig the blacksmith molded the fake crown out of iron in his shop, and he covered it with a thin layer of gold. Then Mechel the jeweler cut stones out of colored glass and placed them around the crown.
Ah, finally. The legendary treasure of Suleiman the Magnificent. Just look at it. How it glows in the morning sun.
What's this? Something fell. A jewel has fallen off the crown. Ah, here it is.
Hold on. That's no jewel.
What?
Why, it's simply a piece of cut glass. Look, see how it breaks against the blade of my knife. No knife can crack a true diamond.
Wait, if I scrape the crown itself with my knife? Oh, this is only iron covered with a thin layer of gold. But then, that means the crown, our treasure?
It's a fake, a replica, a forgery.
No!
We've been hoodwinked again by those filthy Jews. They had that Jew Rachamim carry a fake copy of the crown as a decoy. And we fell for it. That boy Shlomo must have the real crown with him hidden somewhere.
But we searched him and knocked over that wagon. Where on earth could he have been hiding it? Besides, he can be anywhere now for all we know. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. We'll never find him before he reaches the city of Constantinople.
I'm not giving up just yet. I overheard the Jews say something about paying a ransom to free some Polish captive somewhere. So that's why they had the crown to begin with. And that means we know exactly where he's heading now. He's bringing the crown back to Constantinople to ransom some Jews. I have no doubt he'll be bringing it to his chacham first.
Ah, so we get to the city before him? And wait at the Chacham's house.
And this time we finally make certain we leave with our fortune to Constantinople!